DSRIP is a state project and part of the its efforts to reform Medicaid. And what they have done is to ask regions in the state to organize what they call PPSs, or preferred provider systems. What they're attempting to do is really to develop integrated health systems that would care for the Medicaid patients in a regional basis, in an attempt to drive, improve quality, better clinical outcomes, and to reduce the cost of the overall Medicaid program. I think, as you know, Medicaid is one of the most expensive items in the New York State budget. New York State has made some efforts to try to control those costs. And I think that also, just in the general marketplace, in the healthcare marketplace, there's efforts to try to drive better value from healthcare, that we should be getting better outcomes for the money that we spend. So this is an outcome of the state's attempts to control the rising Medicaid budget, and also really to be able to deliver better value to those folks who receive their medical coverage through Medicaid.
When we talk about better outcomes for patients, we're talking about basically we're going to keep costs down by making sure that people stay healthy, as opposed to having to have expensive procedures.
So the idea is exactly that, to be able to develop systems which engage people and to help them move through systems in a much more organized way. As we all know, the healthcare system, the large, and that's capital H, capital S, it's a very complicated system, and it's not easy for people to access or understand or necessarily realize what they need to do to stay healthy, or even to engage in appropriate medical care that may be asked of them. So this program not only helps to provide additional care management and navigators to help people through that system, but really brings forward novel ways of providing care through relationships and collaborations between varieties of community-based organizations and healthcare providers, all focused on the same goal, which is to organize care better for the patient.
So the buzzword that's coming around when we talk about DSRIP are health homes. So one place where you can get all of your healthcare needs. Is that what we're talking about for Rochester Regional?
Yeah, so health homes are a little different. Health homes are actually care management organizations which help to organize the care and to provide services and the navigation services that I was just speaking about. Health homes may identify patients who are at risk, ensure the patients are making their appointment, provide enabling services or referrals for other types of services that would allow people to better meet their health care needs. What you may be thinking of is patient-centered medical homes. And primary care practices and other specialty practices can be organized in a term that we call advanced primary care or patient-centered medical homes. And these are, again, are really innovative ways of organizing primary care or specialty care practices around the patient, and to use technology, care management capabilities, team-based care, registries, to be sure that we're delivering the best care to populations of people and individuals.
So what are we doing? We've got some funding from the state for the Northeast Health Center expansion and the Clifton Springs Hospital and Clinics. What are we doing with those funds?
Yeah, so the DSRIP really has been going on for a couple of years, and our region organized itself into the Finger Lakes Preferred Provider System, the FLIPS, and has actually identified the projects that we as a region will be working on in order to get to the outcomes that we want around lowering costs, reducing readmissions, taking care of people in better ways. So there's a tremendous body of work that's taking a place throughout the region with hundreds of partners through the organization of the FLIPS, the Finger Lakes PPS, in order to achieve those goals. And the FLIPS has actually been receiving payment from New York State for its work based on the goals and requirements that it has, and so that the state has been rewarding the flips for the good work that it's been doing. What was recently announced were some capital payments, and Rochester Regional received capital that would help support Rochester Regional's work in the flips. And again, our goal is to better serve our community of patients by improving access, improving data collection and data organization to improve care management, and to provide the appropriate services and outreach that we need to patients. So these capital awards will really allow us to revitalize an area not far from Rochester General Hospital into a broad array of ambulatory services, including primary care, some specialty services, dental services, that will provide in a unified, integrated fashion care for these tens of thousands of patients who are receiving their care currently through Rochester Regional.
So we're talking about some new technologies, some new equipment?
So the technology, there was also a grant around information technology. And that information technology is really the backbone in providing an integrated care system. This will really provide the ability for Rochester Regional to share medical information, to develop registries and population services, to better measure the outcomes so that we can be much more efficient in providing care to an individual patient and really be much more strategic and tactical and efficient in really seeing how the population health is improving and what we can do organizationally to be sure that the health of the whole population is improving at the same time. So information technology is a very critical component of that.
So basically taking data from what's the health outcomes of the patients to kind of see what's happening to the whole community.
Yeah, so, traditionally medicine has been providing care to the individual that's in front of you. We pride ourselves in doing very well at that and can certainly demonstrate that we can provide excellent care to the people who are in front of us. In the new world, we have to worry about people who may not be in front of us. And so that while we can demonstrate, for instance, is that we take great care of people who see us with diabetes, we know that there are many people with diabetes who may not be coming in on their own volition to receive the care they need. So we create what we call registries so that take full accountability and responsibility for a whole panel of patients who may have one chronic condition or behind in preventative care, and do the appropriate outreach, care management, the organization of enabling services to be sure that that population, which we're taking responsibility for, is receiving optimal care.
Is that data that you're going to share with the county or something that we can kind of look at it to get an idea of what's happening in our area?
So, absolutely. I mean, as part of FLIPS, the outcomes that we're doing as a community in this new organization of FLIPS are very important to monitor as a community. We've believed at Rochester Regional is that our clinical outcomes need to be demonstrated to the community as well. And as we organize ourselves and create the dashboards that we need to show our outcomes, certainly want to demonstrate to people the excellent quality that we can provide in all phases of care.
Dr. Nassar, thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.